Numbers chapter 25, verses 7 to 13. Phinehas. What a name to conjure with. Phinehas. How he's come down in scripture, come down in history, as this stalwart of the faith. What did Phinehas do? Let's read the story, the account. Numbers 25, 7 to 13. This man and this woman are committing a fornication. In the midst of the assembly. And what does Phinehas do? Verse 7 of chapter 25 of Numbers. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw this corruption, this sin, this wickedness, he left the assembly. He didn't stand with the crowd. He got up, stood out, walked off, whatever it was. He left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, through the Israelite and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped. But those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. Now God responded to this. The Lord said to Moses, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelite. He has propitiated me. It's appeased my wrath. Propitiation is the word. Aaron, the son of Aaron, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, has been a propitiator. He's actually turned away my wrath. For he was zealous. As zealous as I am, says God. What a testimony. Zealous as I am for my honor among them. So that in my zeal I did not put an end to them. He actually stayed the judgment of God because he pacified the wrath of God upon this people. Therefore, tell him, I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of lasting priesthood, of a lasting priesthood because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement, made reconciliation, made propitiation for the Israelites. He satisfied my wrath. Numbers 25, 7 to 13. He stood alone. He left the assembly. He didn't debate it. Now let's have an inquiry into this. Let's set up a committee. Let's pray about it. None of that nonsense. No, don't misunderstand me. Prayer is not nonsense, but it can be an excuse for action. This man is a man of action. He's a man of courage. He saw, he left, he took, he followed, he drove. These are very powerful verbs. Yeah, these are action words. These are doing words. This man is a man of action. He's a man of zeal. He's a man of courage. He's a man of bravery. He stands out. He's not going with the crowd. He doesn't wait on others. He's not debating. He saved Israel by his action. He didn't fear the important people. He didn't say, oh, well, I'll leave it to Moses. I'll leave it to others. You know, I'm only Phinehas after all. You know, who am I? No. The man was zealous for God. He preferred to stand out and stand for God. And he propitiated the wrath of God. Of course, to me, I can see here a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, not by driving spears through people, but by the spear being driven through him, if you like. He bore the wrath of God. He didn't only just propitiate it, he actually propitiated it by bearing it himself. In his body on the tree, he suffered the wrath of God and appeased it. But this man was zealous for the will of God. He was zealous for the honor of God. Oh, how about Christ then? Hebrews 10, I've come to do thy will, O God. I delight to do thy will. I always do those things which please my Father. The Gospel of John over and over again. Always about my Father's business and Father's will. Because Phinehas saw the trouble, he took the spear. And because he'd been so active, God blessed him. You see that in verse 12 and verse 13. Therefore and because. Therefore tell him, because he was zealous. Blessed be an honor to him. Them that honor me, I will honor, says God. He didn't say, oh, well, let's put it into the long grass or send it out into left field. Have I got the right idiom for the American Listeners, what I mean is, let's just forget about it. Put it under the rug, put it under the mat, and let's put a cushion over it so we don't see it. No, no, there's zero tolerance here. There's zero compromise. There's no compromise here. We're not going to have a committee to discuss this. We're going to take action. Straight in. Well, of course, God honored this man. Remember, I've quoted Psalm 106 before. Let me read some verses to you again. Phinehas stood up and intervened. That sin is going on. This is what the psalmist says. But Phinehas stood up. Wonderful word, but. But, said Phinehas, stood up and intervened, and the plague was checked. And then this tremendous text, Psalm 106, verse 31. This was credited to him as righteousness for endless generations to come. That takes me back to Abraham. It takes me on to Romans 4. It takes me on to Christ. It takes me on to the propitiation of God's wrath by Christ. All this is in this picture. And of course, it's a challenge to me. It's a lesson to me. We have a responsibility. We are watchmen. Ezekiel 33. We have to be watchmen. If God has raised us to see things, may we be men or women who will take action for God. I'm not talking about spears and swords and physical action like that, but there must be a spiritual standing out from the crowd, leaving the crowd, decisive action, work, not merely words. I find this a very encouraging passage. Men heed thee, love thee not. The master praises. What are men? Horatius Bonner, yes. Go labour on, spend and be spent. Thy joy to do the Father's will, the Master's will. It is the way the Master went, the way Christ went, it's the way Phinehas went. Should not the servant tread it still? Yes. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. Oh, look at him. There he is again, the alarmist. Look at he's always acting like that. Praise God. God honoured him, and he stopped the plague for Israel. Healer of the breaches. Oh, may God raise up such men and women in our generation who know what Israel ought to do and are prepared to make a stand for God, whatever it may cost them. Oh, blessed be God for such men and women in the past and in the present above all, and we hope in the future. Amen.